Didsbury. The Didsbury Curling Club's 2021-22 season saw members and visitors enjoy a welcomed return to play after delays and cancellations caused by the pandemic over the previous 2 years, say officials. All leagues got underway with a club membership of just over 100, slightly less than our usual membership but enough to make it a very enjoyable and successful season, said Julie Gregg, the club's director of communications. In spite of all the setbacks due to the COVID-19 pandemic, it was only 1 month later than our usual start to the season. The 2021-22 season started in December and recently wrapped up for the year. The curling rink is located in the Didsbury Memorial Complex, a facility owned by the town of Didsbury. As such, the curling season was conducted under the Provincial Mandated Restrictions Exemption Program, REP. The club's board of directors took an optimistic but conservative approach to the season after surveying the membership to see how many would register under the representative mandates, she said. The Didsbury Curling Club and the Carstairs Curling Club made a concerted effort to coordinate event dates during the 2021-22 season, so as not to conflict with each other, and both clubs supported each other's events, she said. The Didsbury Club was able to hold the ever-popular Family Day Bonspiel again this season, sponsored by Riser Seeds of Didsbury. The Open Mixed Bonspiel was held March 11-13 and was the final official event of the season. One of the favorite features at Didsbury Curling Club is the Free Fun Fridays. Just like it sounds, it's free and fun, she said. Everyone was welcome and there were volunteer coaches available for those looking for a little help with their delivery. These were held approximately twice a month. The 2021-22 season saw food and beverage service provided by Prairie Whistle Food Co. In the past, the service was run by club volunteers. As always, curlers enjoyed high-quality ice conditions provided by our local ice technician Rick Phillips Jr., she said. The board of directors, all volunteer positions, thanked and recognized everyone who participated or provided support in any way during the season, she said. Going in was a bit of an unknown, but it ended up on a very positive high note, she said. The club's annual general meeting is scheduled for May 26 in the Curling Rink Lounge starting at 7 p.m., barring no unforeseen issues. Next season will begin late October to early November 2022, she said.